Off the ball rugby.
I would be very, very low if I was involved in that group who have gone to three finals, because losing in finals is 10 times the hurdle.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
I was at the FIA headquarters yesterday. They are leading a new project called United Against Online Abuse. We've covered this story a good bit over the years. And we started by covering online abuse in football. That's a project that DCU have been working on. And because DCU are working on that project, they've ended up partnering with the FIA, who now have six different students on scholarship in DCU. They're paying for six students. So DCU is kind of a world centre of research for this. And actually, the key researcher at the FIA is David Hassan, who people will know from the Standing Rules Committee at GAA, University of Ulster, Jordanstown. I didn't realise there's actually a connection to Jordanstown University, because Mohammed Ben Suleim, who's the president of the FIA, actually has a degree or a master's from the University of Ulster in Jordanstown. And so there's a nice. Big Irish... No, so they had this conference yesterday in Paris, and... it was really interesting. The French regulator was there. The British regulator, Ofcom, had a representative there. And FIFA had a representative. Your boys, the International Tennis Federation, they were very impressive in terms of what they're doing to try and protect their players from online abuse. And they've done a lot of different bits of work. There was a guy from an AI company who has developed really high-end software that's also going to be used in the Olympics. The French Minister for Sport... was talking about what they're doing and how the new directive that's come in across Europe is finally going to give regulators and governments the opportunity to take on the social media giants for publishing online abuse. And any time we've covered this before, you just get overwhelmed by the amount of really damaging stuff that's published. So it would be very easy to lose hope about the fact that this is just a problem that can't be fixed. But then you just see what's happening. World Rugby were there yesterday, and they were making the point that they're helping to take prosecutions to protect the mental health of their, particularly their referees. But what they're also doing is they're making sure that coaches and players are taking responsibility in the aftermath of games, not to throw referees under the bus. Because if Coach X comes out and goes, "Well, the referee robbed us here," then social media goes mad and you end up with death threats for members of the family. So rugby is actually taking a very proactive stance, looking at what they can do to fix it, as opposed to just saying this is a problem for the social media companies to fix. Social media companies didn't show up yesterday. That was kind of Hamlet without the prince, was how somebody referred to it. But the main thing is that if you get all the world's big sports organisations and the governments and the EU and UNESCO were there, which I didn't actually know, they're basically the UN. So if the UN are like, "We think this is important," and everybody else thinks it's important, then maybe, just maybe, there's a little window of opportunity for something to happen. So I got the opportunity to sit down with Mohammed Ben Suleim, who is the president of the FAI, for a few minutes. Here's that chat.
It's a big deal for you personally and for the organisation to put your reputation behind such a difficult topic to overcome. So can I start at the start? What's your inspiration for getting involved? Why did you do this?
Well, being from my part of the world, it's not sometimes easy. When I used to go to international rallies, I had my own share also. But at that time, if you talk about it, you just become like mourning and complaining. But I was so busy trying. I loved rallying. I loved the sport. So I didn't have the time to complain about it. I just went on winning everything in the Middle East and participating internationally. And yes, you know, people having photos in the middle of the stages, offensive, wearing clothes, offensive. But it never left my mind. And then when I put my name as a candidate for the presidency of the FIA, I mean, some of the members just were so, I can't say straightforward. I mean, they were rude to come in front of everyone and say, "Don't think we will allow one like you from that part of the world." And they even said my nationality and my religion. "We will not allow him to be a president." And when I heard that, it's not all the people. There are only certain people who are still living in that era or the way of thinking. So I said to my team, I mean, never mind. And they are European, and they nearly were so offended, more than me, I think. I said, don't worry, the problem is with him, not with us. But then when it came to being the president, and then I saw how much it's affecting other people when it comes to our, you're talking at our volunteers and our stewards, and that's where I said, you know, when it was me, it was a choice to say yes or no. Now I have no choice. I have to act. So that was what ignited all.
Okay, so the personal has driven the desire to get here, but you talk specifically about the stewards and the volunteers, and you made the point earlier, without volunteers, all the sports will eventually wither. You feel like it's an existential threat. It's at that level.
Oh, yes. It's beyond that even. I feel also it's hitting the sport. There are pillars of any sport. You take one, you cannot run like this, like you used to. I mean, even the entertainment side of it is there, but then, fine. But then when you come the spirit of the sport and the sport, if you leave the spinal cord, remove it, which is the volunteers, you have no sport. If you remove the stewards, there is no sport. If you remove the athletes, the drivers, there is no sport. So we are a team, and when I say a team, all of us are combined.
There's what you can do for your sport, and we hear today what tennis are doing for their sport, and what rugby are doing, and what FIFA are doing. But by your powers combined, all of a sudden, then you have much greater strength in numbers. So what do you hope is the logical outcome when it comes to legislation, for example?
You said legislation is the beginning, and then when we have an identity for what we are doing, then we can go to governance also. You know, we shouldn't feel we are alone. This is a marathon. This is an endurance. And we share it with all other sports. We share it with even the sponsor. I mean, if you sponsor, where would they go if you don't have the athletes in sport? So really, this issue is not ours only. And then you have the media themselves, you have the governments, you have the sport, you have the federations, all of us. I am optimistic and really encouraged that there will be a change. There is no, you say, cure. There is no cure. You know, but is there a remedy? Is there, you can limit it. You know, you use AI, and we used it for about 7 weeks. We blocked 3,400 of the toxic sites, you know, and links. And then do we stop there? No. But to go and have maybe a solution or remedy, we have to explore, diagnose the issue itself also. And that's what we did in the FIE by these scholarships also that will come back to us. And we have to share our information with the rest of the federations. And I believe they know something we don't, and vice versa. But imagine, you know, you have the governments, you have the big federation, you have the media, and then you bring it legal. Because once you go, you have to have maybe the awareness parallel to the punishment also. That's a law. I mean today I don't look at the social media, to tell you the truth, with toxic, because I know what I'm doing. But I'm under attack from the official media in UK. They don't even check if I did it or not. Normally, if you are accused, you are only if you are proven guilty. No, they already convict me. I mean, you're talking about big newspapers and big names. Do I care? To tell you the truth, I don't. I honestly don't care, because they have no power over me. As long as I do the right thing and I am fair with people and fair in this big organization, I'm very proud. But I am not thinking of myself. I'm thinking of our athletes. I'm thinking of our staff and of supporters. If you remember, we had some of the drivers in Formula 1, they were threatened, you know, to be killed also. And so that's the thing that I do. I should do something with everyone.
So you're confident that real change will be affected. I know UNESCO are here today, for example. They've undertaken to get involved as well.
Yes, because, I mean, if you say we cannot, then that's the beginning of failure. You never, I mean, you really think when I campaigned for 12 years. No way, they said to me, you're going to be the president of the FIA. It never happened. You know, I remember someone said it's like a ball thrown to two countries in Europe. No, if you think you cannot, then that's the start of failing. It's just the beginning of your loss. I mean, these people comes with a reason, for a reason. They didn't come here. All of this, I would say, association, federations, or even media, they didn't, governments, because to please me. No, they came here for a mission, and this mission should not stop.
It's a shared mission. Thank you so much for explaining it to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I definitely went thinking, I wonder, is there going to be anything practical coming out of this? And actually, it turned out loads of pretty practical things happened. The other thing is that you don't really know what the organisations are actually doing to try and help their players. You just see the abuse that the players get or the officials get, and you assume that there's not much they're doing because they actually can't. But they're all actually doing these. So FIFA had a big thing around the Qatar World Cup. The Tennis Federation, as I said, you can actually, what they're trying to do is get the players to give them, to log in so that any DMs that are coming from accounts that are not in their contacts get filtered, and just trying to diminish the impact of it. But most of the sports organisations say the impact is bad for the athletes, but even worse for the athletes' families. And the impact is just absolutely massive. It's particularly targeted at women. So I think that you probably can do something about this. And if you don't try and start doing something about it, then nothing's ever going to happen.
What, when you mentioned that UNESCO were there yesterday, what's their interest in this? Like, what can they do?
They have a sports department.
All right.
And they can... So UNESCO is an official branch of the United Nations, which I, again, was like, what is this? And he's like, you know, we were an official branch of the United Nations. And what they end up doing is getting all the sports ministers around the world into various meetings. And so they can have a report, present the report to the sports ministers of each of the individual governments who are members of the UN and go, this is our policy now, folks. Does anybody have any agreement or disagreement? And all of a sudden you get legislation, you get the sports organisations, you get the public on board, and then there's this one missing piece, which is social media organisations who are like, nothing to do with us, it's freedom of speech. And you're like, is it really freedom of speech to stand there screaming all day abuse at somebody? I'm not really sure that we agree to that.
And when it comes to, you mentioned a couple of the Irish universities there, from Jordanstown to Dublin City University, like, it seems that they're very much at the forefront of all of this and almost like world leaders.
DCU specifically. So David Hassan is working for the FIA, but he's obviously would have been associated with Jordanstown throughout his history. So right. Those guys are. And then it actually turns out the guy from FIFA is Irish as well. So it just feels like, and also the legislation, because so many of the social media organisations have big offices in Ireland, both for taxation and employment reasons. The Irish regulator at some point is going to be presumably heavily involved. And it's a big opportunity for Ireland to go, actually, you know what, we want to be leaders in this. So we'll come back to it and cover it again.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.